Time for a quick tune-up. Welcome to YouTune. My name is Rhea Greif, and let's get to work on a quick fix of your brand new ink. Today, we do double duty into binary relationships. Double dipping into relationships in order to find balance with our coworkers and co-lifers is no different than a high wire act. It takes a large amount of skill, and you will need to put up a heavy duty safety net. But you might not have time to establish all of this, so let's elevate your steadiness and steadfastness on the fly. When you have a career, in addition to being a career parent and career spouse, most people find that something has to give. And although it is good to recognize that you can't have it all, what if I told you you could? You just have to prioritize your roles and then spend the appropriate investment into them. Okay, let's think of all the roles you play. Parent, lover, gardener, CEO, theater geek, neighbor, karaoke fiend, philanthropist, baker. The list can go on, but I want you to focus today on your top three. What are they? Okay, now imagine you lost these relationships. Would you be sad? Would your life lose meaning? Would there be a void in your life? If that is the case, then you need to be sure to nurture your top three in an extremely premeditated fashion. Once a relationship dies, it is excruciatingly difficult to resurrect it and sometimes impossible. So let's make a deal. I want you to commit to outsourcing as much as possible in order to be able to use any extra time you have toward investing in your relationships and to be able to keep enjoying your job. Because you both work, there ought to be some disposable income available. Housekeepers, babysitters, parents' night out drop-offs, tutors, after-school programs, landscapers, food delivery service, takeout, personal trainer, getting a shrink, online shopping, the list is endless. Pick up the phone and get some extra hands on deck today so you can be hands-on with the things that matter. And please, stop spending time in front of your devices. More and more research is mounting to show that these devices are robbing us of our connections with ourselves, with our loved ones. We don't develop interests or read books, get certifications to help us in our career development or go back to school, or even have hobbies or movement in our lives like a nice leisurely walk in nature. My pro tip, my greatest aha moment came when I decided that I did not have time to spend at the salon for my hair and manis and pedis. It was more stress trying to find the time and coverage than it was enjoyment. I decided to do my own nails and low maintenance hair and instead use that time to do nails with my daughter and play with product with my son's hair. The biggest revelation was what to do with the surplus monies. I decided to have my house cleaned on a weekly basis. Not having to do home labor freed me up to enjoy my kids, my husband, and focus on developing my career instead of being bitter and resentful. Not to mention, a clean home is an absolute aphrodisiac. Time for our movie motivation. You probably don't think dual career relationships when you think of La La Land. More than likely, you think dancing in a musical between two good-looking actors, Ryan Gosling and Emma Stone, playing a jazz pianist who falls for an aspiring actress in Los Angeles, respectively. But La La Land is about the meeting point of aspiration and reality. It is about power and compromise, decisions and dreams, talent and uncertainty. In other words, it is the stuff of which career and life is made of, and the choices one has to make along the way. So, shall we move? If you take this job, who will pick up the kids? How will we clean the house? We both work 12 hours a day. All of these questions are part of career decision-making for couples and families, and you can see this development in a film packaged in song and dance. To learn more about dual career relationships and how April Zimmerman Katz and her husband, Kyle Katz, how they do double duty and have successful development projects and how they develop their home life, you can listen to the UInc episode that is the companion to this YouTube break on WCBE.org on 90.5 at 6:30 a.m. Saturdays with me, Rhea Greif, and of course, you can catch your YouTube every Thursday at 9:01 p.m. Until our next time together, remember that you are in charge of UInc. Time to stop spinning and start winning.